Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome also to Thursday, the fourth day in September. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. The fourth day in the month is not an ordinary day. On the fourth day in creation, God created the sun, moon, and the star. Genesis 1:14-16. Scripturally, that means divine order. God set things in order. He called it the rhythm of creation. He created the light for guidance. Let me connect to this in praying for all today. I prophesy, may God align your destiny with his perfect calendar for you. God is a changer of time and season. Your time and season will not miss their timing. I declare that, Lord, everything about you will go well. You will not walk in darkness. Whatever represents darkness around you is hereby scattered by fire. I call on the Holy Ghost, scatter it by fire, everyone under the sound of my voice today. As God gave the sun and moon dominion over the day and the night, God shall give you spiritual authority to rule in the midst of darkness. You shall not be ruled by circumstances and situations anymore. Now let's do what we did the other time that brought so much miracle. Go to your full touchlight icon on your phone. Put on the touchlight on your phone and point it on your face. Point it on over your body. Begin to prophesy. Light of God, come on me. God, light me up. If you have pain in any part of your body, point the torchlight there and call for your healing. Waiting mothers, pull your clothes down and point the torchlight to your navel. You will conceive your baby. If your children are around, bring them together, point the torchlight on them and pronounce light on them. The same thing with your spouse. If they are not around, then their photographs, soft copies or hard copies, their clothing, their shoes, their books, whatever they have at home, usually to recommend them, to represent them. Be pointing the torchlight and be prophesying light. God, put visibility on me. Light me up. When you get back to your shop, to your office, to your market, to your factory, to your machine, point the torchlight on all those things and begin to pronounce light of God. Light me up. Put visibility on me. It shall be so in Jesus' name. September 4th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. I pray for you. As your days are, so will your strength be. The Lord will keep you from all evils. The number of your days you shall fulfill in Jesus' name. Right? We have today till Sunday to complete the 3 weeks for questions and answers with teachings. From Monday, we will start testimony again. First issue today. My challenge with many of you is that your write-up is too long. Well, we will go on that way. Good day, Daddy, and my beloved TPGF family. I'm a widow. At the early years of my marriage, I was young, but not born again, and not deep in the word of God, but very active in the church. I swore to an oath to prove my innocence to my husband, and extended the oath even after he passed on, when he was wrongly accusing me of infidelity. To prove that I was not, I took the oath. Then the marriage lasted 20 years. They will have children. Then my husband passed on. Now the children has grown. I am afraid to marry again, so that my children and myself, nothing will go wrong with us, according to the oath I took before him when he was accusing me. Now, what do I do? If I get married and the new husband is asking for conjugal relationship, won't the oath I took have repercussion on me? Wow, you have said it all. You were not born again then. Let me quickly say this here to everybody, especially to young ladies, single girls. Listen to me carefully. You should never enter into oath, swear by anything to any man to assure that you are going to remain faithful. If he cannot take you for your word, then let him go. it means that man is not secure. Even if you take oath, he will still be jealous. He will still be insecure. The Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Don't swear by anything, not even by the Bible. That way, you will not be held in any bondage. Now, for your own case, oath only subsists as long as the person with which you took your oath is alive. As long as it's gone, it expires. Even marriage oath expires when one of the partner passes on. One other thing, you can go before your general overseer, your spiritual head, explain, and then let him pronounce you delivered from that evil oath. Remove fear. Live your life. Thereafter, nothing evil will come near you or your children. But I have said before, all listeners, that they are learned from this. Whoever is insisting that you take oath before anything, walk away, no matter what you stand to gain. It is not right, and it is not scripture. Read Matthew chapter 5, verses 34 to 37 to confirm what I have just said. Next, good morning, my father in the Lord. My questions are, one, can tithe be divided among two churches? Two, what is the sin against the Holy Spirit? Wow, I have taught us and explained on these two again and again on this platform. But I also know that new people are joining us. But I can't be explaining the same thing every day. All I will say today is do whatever you are comfortable with, either paying your tithe in one place or dividing it into as many places as you want to divide it to. But my own take, which I had taught, is that take your tithe to the storehouse of God, either the church you attend or this commission or a commission like this, where you see the work of God thriving. That is called the fertile soil, so that more harvest can come for you to keep sowing. But there is no sin if you choose otherwise. As for the sin against the Holy Ghost, that also I have explained many times. The sin against the Holy Ghost that cannot be forgiven is when you reject the person and the work of the Holy Ghost in your life. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts us for salvation in Jesus Christ. So when you reject the person and the work of the Holy Spirit, how then can you be converted to become saved? That's why Jesus Christ said, if you sin against the Son of Man, you'll be forgiven. But if you sin against the Holy Ghost, there shall be no forgiveness. Because the Holy Ghost is the one that will convict you for conversion. And once you have turned your back behind the Holy Spirit, that seals your dooms forever. Next, Daddy, I am 43 years and I married last year. And my husband is 53 years. Because of the fruit of the womb delay, we went to do scan. And the scan said, I have a big fibroid. And they went further to say, I cannot get pregnant on my own because of my age, that I need to go for IVF. From that point, my husband just changed to me. What can I do, sir? Wow, nothing is wrong doing IVF to have a baby. The child will still be his and yours. It is his seed that will fertilize your egg. Even the child will carry his DNA. Except that IVF and its procedures cost money. Yes, quite some money. I think it is that cost that is discouraging him. Engage in spiritual warfare, praying that the Lord will touch his heart to understand, and then the Lord will provide the affordability that the two of you can do it and be okay. Wow. Please forward this to all on your contact. Do so daily. All listeners and all Turning Point, our app is back online. Open Play Store and search for Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Install it. It will automatically retrieve all the messages you have missed. Today is the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Abeokuta, Koloba, Abeokuta, Port Harcourt, Akure, Oshogbo, and Akwa Ibom State. Two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. you will be given the new anointing oil for September, anointing to possess your possession. Don't miss it. It is free. You will also be given anointed mantle free. Don't miss the prayer mantle today. Month has ended. If you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the seed of 999, we are sowing this month of fruitfulness and giving back to miracle. Please do so. The crossover VG sacrifice also, and the one that I spoke about, the 999, for those of us that want a change in our life, do so as God gives you the grace. If you want us to send you the commission's account, send a WhatsApp message of request to +234 809 789 4000. May the Lord bless you, bless your life, enlarge your coast. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.